For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel. Benjamin and Annalisa Gauthier weren't planning on becoming professional musicians, but they say they always wanted to work with children. The duo, known as Benjamin and Annalisa, now use their musical talents to create educational songs for not only children, but all ages. WMUK's Madison Bennett attended one of their performances at Old Dog Tavern in Kalamazoo.
Looking back, it seems like Annalisa and Benjamin Gauthier were destined to work with kids.
We both went to college to study music and early childhood development. I was going to be a teacher. I took a lot of psychology classes, so we both understood how children learn and how they grow and what they need in order to be taught and retain the information.
I was in kindergarten, and I wanted to work at Disneyland because that would be the most fun job. And I think we've embraced the quality of if there was something magical that could be occurring, if there was a Disney kind of feeling of that energy and that we try to create that.
The duo says that education and music coincide in a way that allows children to retain the information more easily and for a longer period of time.
10 years from now, these kids are still going to be singing these songs and have this information at their fingertips. So we've put important concepts into song, like the 50 states we put into a song. So the third grade teacher can save 6 weeks of teaching because the children will just memorize it really quickly. The number one thing you can do is give them a lot of different techniques to learn and the information will be retained.
Jessica Firth, an occupational therapist at Woods Edge Learning Center, brings her children to Benjamin and Annalisa's performances at Old Dog Tavern every Saturday morning. The mother of two says that the educational aspect of their music attracted her to the duo.
Music teaches the students how to, you know, apply different things that they learn throughout listening to the music, and then also the movement is wonderful for them as well.
Benjamin and Annalisa's shows are very interactive. They bring small instruments for children to play and even invite them up on stage. Parents like Neil Graham say it's a great way to get their kids involved and moving.
I think it helps them to learn the things. They seem to pick up on the ideas a whole lot better through the music. So we play it in the car and things like that. We have one of the albums, so it's very beneficial.
The Gauthiers believe that the interaction with the kids boosts their confidence at a young age. Benjamin says it helps them tackle things like stage fright.
I do dream that when there's that child up on stage and they're singing that one song for the first time, they're overcoming that fear. And I can picture them 30 years from now and they're in front of the board sealing that multi-billion dollar deal with that same kind of, not fear. I'm here, I've done this before. I did this when I was 5 years old.
Outside of their performances at Old Dog Tavern and other local bars, the duo was given a grant by the Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo to play at elementary schools.
We got the grant last year to go to 7 elementary schools, and then this year we got the grant to go to 9 elementary schools. So we're going to these elementary schools in Kalamazoo County, and it's free of charge to the school. It's a 45-minute program, and we do all 500-600 kids in one assembly.
Part of the songwriting process for the Gauthiers includes taking the time to learn about the subject.
We learned the subject really well. We put the 50 states into a song. I spent 2 weeks with a map to figure out if I could geographically move through the United States without crossing the same state twice, because if we're singing in a song, we can't repeat a state.
The duo doesn't only write for children, but all students, even at a college level. Their album is set to come out in December and is geared towards 3rd through 7th grade.
We've been working on this album for a few years. We did a Kickstarter campaign to raise money for it, and this one is called Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise, and it's all bigger concepts.
To purchase their albums and find more information on the Gauthiers, you can find a link on our webpage, wmuk.org. For WMUK, I'm Madison Bennett.